Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today's weather across Israel is warm and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies while Jerusalem enjoys a slight breeze. Haifa remains sunny and Eilut is basking in the sun. Here are today's headlines. First, Yanet reports that the IDF has unveiled operational records from the 2006 Lebanon War, marking 20 years since the conflict with Hezbollah began. Also, Walla reports that an Iranian military personnel was killed in American strikes, with developments occurring overnight. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, the IDF is on standby to potentially rejoin the conflict involving Iran, with military discussions underway. Separately, Israel Hayom highlights a public relations issue involving an IDF spokesperson and an influencer linked to anti-Semitic content. And finally, JTA reports that pro-Israel Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has died suddenly at the age of 71. His last visit to Israel was earlier this year. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, posted just minutes ago about the U.S. Embassy in Muscat advising Americans in Duqm and Musandam to shelter in place due to recent activity. Lizzie Savetsky, a prominent figure, expressed condolences earlier today for Senator Lindsey Graham, praising his role in strengthening U.S.-Israel relations. AMK Mapping, a New Zealand-based conflict monitoring account, shared footage from this morning showing Iranian ballistic missiles launched towards U.S. targets in the Middle East. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF records from 2006, Ynet provides insights into the military's strategic decisions during the Lebanon War, offering a historical perspective on Israel's defense evolution. This release serves as a reminder of the ongoing tensions in the region, highlighting the importance of military preparedness. Turning to the American strikes reported by Walla, the recent attack resulted in the death of an Iranian military personnel. This escalation comes amid heightened tensions between Iran and the U.S., impacting regional stability and diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF remains on high alert, ready to engage if the situation with Iran deteriorates further. This readiness is crucial as discussions continue about Israel's role in any potential military actions. On the public relations front, Israel Hayom discusses the controversy involving an IDF spokesperson and an influencer with a history of anti-Semitism. This incident underscores the challenges faced by the military in maintaining its image online. Finally, from JTA, the sudden death of Senator Lindsey Graham marks a significant loss for pro-Israel advocacy in the U.S. His support was pivotal in reinforcing bilateral relations, impacting future diplomatic strategies. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that two winners in the north will share a lottery prize of 25 million shekels, providing a financial windfall to the fortunate individuals. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights Yeruham's rise as a sought-after location for developers in the south, marking a significant shift in regional real estate trends. And finally, CTEC discusses how artificial intelligence is revolutionizing healthcare by detecting brain bleeds before doctors can, showcasing technological advancements in medical diagnostics. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.